You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was standing there in the grocery store and looking at my choices of eggs. This is the exciting life that I live. And on the one hand, there was a whole stack of ones that were labeled large eggs. And next to that was an entire display of extra large eggs. And I looked around and I could not find small or medium. They don't even exist as far as I know. So my question is, why are your two choices of eggs large and extra large? Shouldn't it just be regular and large?
Well, right. Wouldn't those little quail eggs be considered small?
Not for sale in my grocery store.
Yeah,
they
where
didn't
you get
have
the quail
them.
Eggs?
I didn't see them.
They're
is that like a Whole Foods thing.
It's probably a Whole paycheck thing.
This is
thing.
Part of the hyperbole of our society or whatever. Everything has to be supersized. So there's not even a regular size eggs. It's only large and extra large.
Right.
Explain that to me.
Oh, I can't.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
I don't have the energy to.
You know, we got to get Jerry over there at Eggland's Best to call us.
Right. Maybe they have small eggs. We just don't know.
Up. I have never seen a small egg for sale. Not labeled that way.
It's maybe an unsatisfying
right,
egg.
Right, like puny, thin.
It's a tiny little egg.
Right. There's not even regular. Isn't that like at Starbucks? Because I'm not a Starbucks guy, but isn't the small known as a tall?
Yes.
Say it's the same kind of thing. Right. We can't do anything that is regular or average.
You are overthinking this.
Did you really write a note at the grocery store to talk about this?
Yes.
I saw a sticky note over there.
I put it on.
Eggs.
So I had my hands on my hips at the display. I was like, why is only large and extra large? Yeah. Nobody else has thought about this?
No.
God, I'm the only person
who
thinks
a lot going
on
in the world.
Oh, yeah? Were you watching more Housewives of Beverly Hills or something?
I really want to know what's going to go on with Vicky. Yes.
Well, there's that. And then I was also... Oh, the phones are all lighting up, so apparently people
want to
talk about
it. They
want
to play the sound.
Okay. Why are our only choices of eggs large and extra large? There are none of the packages that are labeled average or regular or medium.
Or small.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the small eggs at?
Where's all the small eggs? Here's Stephanie on the line. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for holding. What do you got on your mind?
Hey, Dom, I was calling about the eggs.
Okay, what can you tell me?
The reason I can't change the name is because recipes call for large eggs. So if all of a sudden the extra large eggs become the large eggs and the large become regular, then you're going to have people have problems with their recipes.
Oh, yeah, that's going to throw Betty Crocker into a downward spiral.
I'm
going to shut that factory down.
Betty Crocker will kill herself.
That escalate over eggs, really?
Wow. You know, let's face it, on a recipe, the average person, are you going to see that big of a difference between a regular size egg and a large egg?
How many cookies have perished because of that?
Well, it'll make them flat. You're going to have more moisture in there, so you'd have to adjust your recipe.
Oh, my God. Don't want a flat cookie.
Dang.
Oh, my God. This could be the overhaul of the bakery system that
That's
we need.
Right.
This could be total anarchy.
Well, I got to tell you, Stephanie, I really appreciate your call. So thank you. You might want to keep listening when you hang up because Jerry from Eggland's has called, and he is the expert on all things egg. So thanks.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah, he's up next. So listen, thank you. Have a great day, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Besides, I have a question for Jerry anyway. Where is he? Is he here? Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
I know we gave you guys a little shout out this morning, so I appreciate you calling in.
I'm listening always.
Yeah. So
get ready for a bunch of egg jokes. Here we go.
Sexy.
It's no yolk. All right, come on, let's go, Jerry.
I'm dry, man, but I did want to respond to your query about the large and extra large, and I mentioned to Jeremy, we even have peewee eggs out there.
You have what?
Peewee small
eggs. Peewee eggs?
Wait, that sounds adorable. Where do you buy peewee eggs?
You don't have peewee eggs.
What man's going to buy those in the story, too?
Can
you drag me to the peewee eggs?
Yeah, right. Real men eat peewee eggs. Let me tell you. But you won't find those at the grocery store. Actually, peewee through medium eggs, really, you find those going to the restaurants. That Denny's Grand Slam is actually using medium eggs. So the medium eggs have channeled their way over to the food service restaurant.
Oh, we're getting gypped.
It's an exclusive club.
Oh, then I'm only going to go to restaurants that list on their menu, we only serve extra large eggs.
Big eggs.
Is this like a car thing for guys? Is this like a compensation thing?
Oh, yeah. The larger the wheels, the higher they sit, the more muscular, and at least we think we are, right?
This is getting a little sexy.
So I got another question for you then. How come I only in the store see with eggs grade A or grade AA? Where do you keep the grade C and grade D eggs?
Those didn't make the cut, unfortunately. Those actually, we call those undergrade eggs, and those actually end up usually in further processed products like when...
Well, that's fine. Look, you don't have to explain that. Hold on a second. But here's the thing. If in the stores all we're getting are grade A and grade AA, why even bother putting a grade on there when they're all A eggs?
They're just great.
That's as bad as the school system where every kid gets an A just for showing up.
True. Hey, and every soccer player gets a trophy.
Yeah, right.
Deal. Ding, ding, ding. That's
what is the difference between a grade A and a grade double A?
And which one's better?
Actually, it's kind of how the eggs are produced. So most of the eggs coming out of farms in the western part of the U.S. here meet grade double A standards right out of the chicken.
Right out of the chute.
east of the Mississippi due to the hot, humid climates of the heat index is a lot higher.
Uh-huh.
They have a hard time making a double A egg. So it's actually exterior and interior quality of the egg. So shell quality as well as interior quality.
So what you're saying is, hold on a second. So what you're saying is all this East Coast snobbery where they all think that there's a big East Coast bias, right? Where everything is better on the East Coast. We kick their ass when it comes to eggs. Is that what you're telling me?
If you want to use those words, I
do want to use those words.
They got human eggs.
Yes. So we beat them at the egg game out here in the West, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. We beat them there.
Mike
on the egg side.
That's right.
Jerry, I bet you're a riot at a party, aren't you?
I sit in the corner and people migrate over.
You know what?
Right,
if we're ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, he would be a great
lifeline. Our egg lifeline, I just wouldn't want to be stuck in the corner with you at a party.
I got a question.
Yes, Emily.
Why are some eggs white and some eggs brown?
It depends on how much bleach you put on the brown eggs. I'm kidding.
Oh my God!
This egg tastes funny.
A lot of people ask that question. Do you bleach your eggs to make them turn them brown to white? It's like, oh boy, let's go back to the classroom here. But actually, no nutritional difference between a brown egg or a white egg. Brown eggs have a tendency to be a little thicker shelled, but there's no nutritional difference. What really causes the difference is actually the feed or the diet that the birds consume will affect the nutritional
More chocolate
value.
You're feeding them. Chocolate.
Like
yes. But here's the deal, Emily. It's all in the earlobe. Speaking of cocktail parties, I use this one all the time. It's, yes, feather color oftentimes dictates the shell color, but it's actually pigment in the chicken's earlobes that will affect whether she produces a egg with color
chickens
or an egg
have
with
ears?
Yeah, the earlobes. You nibble on them during foreplay.
We're going to have to go into another segment to talk about
so
chicken ears, right?
This is kind of a cuffs match the collars kind of discussion is what you're saying.
That's a great line.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God! What if you have like brown earlobes, but then you have white eggs? Does the rooster get upset?
That's not my egg. That is not my egg.
The other chickens look over and go, "You know those aren't real."
Yeah. We do. We have therapy on Tuesdays over there. Actually.
Oh, good.
Therapy Tuesdays,
right? I didn't know that we could actually do an entire 7-minute segment on eggs, but we have proved the experts wrong.
Oh, yeah, we can suck for 7 minutes.
We just did a 7-minute segment on eggs, and I think that makes us champions.
I would agree. We need to get in there and make you some omelets.
Yeah, you're due, man. Anytime.
Anytime you want.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, let's talk, or Emily, let's talk and get us on the
I'd love that.
There.
Yep. All right, listen, Jerry. Jerry's with Eglin's Best. You'll find them all. They're in every store in the
in Colorado, America.
The only egg we buy here on the morning show.
Darn right. Listen, you have a great day, buddy, okay?
No problem. We're turning peewee eggs over next week, so look for them in the store now.
Bring us some peewee eggs here when you come in, all right?
You got it, guys.
See you, Jerry.
Have a great day.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.